just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So Rule 3.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just a Rule 3. System will make you feel brand new.
I used to do that.
The dreams must inspire you. So let's do Rule 3, Rule 3, Rule 3. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
You can't blame me for that one.
Nope. I was
I didn't do anything wrong with that
me
one.
Me and Bobby were talking. Sorry.
My bad.
Sorry, big shot. Anyways, as always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit. I'm joined by my two dear friends. To my right, usually on my left, Mr. Big Shot.
Triple B, Big Baller Brand in the building.
Big Baller. All right. And now you're kicked off the show.
Damn yeah, it.
Permanently.
Although I do like LeVar Ball. I think he's hilarious. I think.
Shit, why not?
And running the board and doing the hosting mostly.
Most of the time, yeah. We'll have to do that. Did we have anybody say anything crazy this week?
Nope. I don't think so.
Darn. All right. Big shout out.
Well, what somebody. You know, I think we may talk about this. I think Warren Sapp said something crazy.
Yeah,
talking
was
about
pretty stupid.
Myles Garrett. Crazy.
I don't have a problem with that.
You know what? I'll just say this. And I almost called him LeVar Ball, but linebacker for the Broncos, Miller.
Oh, Vaughn.
Vaughn Miller. I get Alonzo, LeVar, I get all. Anyways, Vaughn Miller. Man, he's the same way. Watch a whole game and just watch Vaughn Miller. Man, he don't do much the whole game.
Warren Sapp was the same way.
Warren Sapp was in the trenches a lot, busting heads, but I'm talking about Vaughn Miller because that's who I really see Myles Garrett as, is a Vaughn Miller. And Vaughn Miller, watch a whole game and watch him specifically. He doesn't do a lot the whole game, but when you need a big play,
that's when he
steps
up.
Vaughn Miller. Look at the Super Bowl.
Like, when Warren Sapp was in Oakland, I feel like he was taking seasons
okay,
off.
Okay, well, we don't need to talk about Warren Sapp in Oakland, all right? Nobody plays good in Oakland.
That's very true.
Anyway, so what's on?
Anyway, yeah, after all that was horrible. What we got today, we're going to do NFL top five NFL busts of all time. Talking about busts earlier. Top five Carolina Panthers draft choices of all time. And Cowboys. First round picks, you're going to go through all the picks. We'll agree or disagree.
Okay.
On Thursday, me and Big Shot and Mr. 315, the traitor he is, we're going to do that.
Is he a traitor?
Because he did the all-star. He did a charity basketball game, Josh Norman, last week.
Didn't invite nobody.
We couldn't do any promos for him or anything.
He did it?
He color commentate. He did play-by-play.
Oh, man, I've been there school. Supporting my
you see,
boy, too.
But
what's
no one
up?
Said anything.
Nobody said nothing. Right. No text.
I see how it is. A traitor. He's a traitor.
He's a traitor.
Nothing on the Facebook page. Nothing.
Nothing.
Hey.
No shout-outs.
I had to hear it from somebody else.
The Breakdown Sports Show would have been all over.
You know, at least Mr. BBB over here gets a picture of the broke-down Hope Solo.
Stop dissing my girl Hope Solo now. Damn.
Do you see the picture?
I did not.
Don't worry. Nobody else did either.
Some people saw it. They know who Hope Solo is. She represents the country greatly.
I just thought it was some soccer.
She represents the country greatly?
Oh, no. I wouldn't go that far.
Beating people up. Yeah.
You see?
Hey, our president walks around and grabs vaginas. She beat up her weak nephew.
What are you talking about?
So, come on.
What are you talking about, vaginas?
The president.
What are you talking about? You see, we ain't going politics. If we're going politics, that's something else.
You see?
Listen, he walk around with a vagina. I never saw him walking around with a V.
It's okay. Our other president could have been
grabbing vaginas too, huh?
Could
have been. Everybody grabs vaginas.
I'm sorry. At least we know who he is. He's been married four times. What do you expect?
I know. It ain't like he's some stand-up dude. Like, we knew that going into it.
We had a president years ago. Hey, you know, I ain't going to say no names, Clinton. But anyway.
Anyway, I thought we weren't talking about politics.
We're not. Breakdown true or false. Breakdown true or false we're also doing. But first, let's go into your questions of the week.
Okay.
Do you have one?
I have multiple. Okay. I have trivia, NFL draft trivia. Gentlemen, y'all ready?
Go ahead.
All right. First question. What school has produced the most first-round draft picks since 1980?
1980?
Is this multiple choice?
Nope.
Ohio State.
Nope.
I'll say Miami.
Yes.
It's it is
the U.
Yeah, I mean, you think about the years with Olsen came out. You got Jeremy Shockey.
I mean, if you're
you
looking
think about
at,
Dorsey draft.
That
I mean, that was 12.
Team, almost every single starter on that team played in the NFL.
That was the Ken Dorsey draft where, like, 12 people got picked in the first 18 picks, I think.
Ohio State is up there.
Yeah, they were top five, right?
Yes.
Because it should be them, Alabama.
Florida State. Florida Gators.
Yeah.
And
Alabama should be there now, too, right?
No, it's still USC.
USC?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Alabama's catching
them. Damn, no Texas, no Oklahoma up there? Wow.
No, because they ain't been relevant in a while. Yeah, anyways, sure. Number two, what NFL franchise has had the most number one overall draft picks?
Ooh.
Cleveland Browns?
I can't say Cleveland. I don't think it's Cleveland.
It is not Cleveland.
I will go – hold on a second. I'll go with the Rams.
Nope. Then y'all can get one more guess. You
Jets?
Go? Nope.
No, not Jets.
Number one overall picks.
Hold on.
Houston Texans, Oilers?
No,
they haven't been around long enough.
The answer is 7-4. The Indianapolis / Baltimore Colts.
Yeah, I can believe that. Back in the, okay.
Early days, man.
Yeah, because lately, no.
All right. In 1988, the first quarterback was not taken until the 76th pick. Which is the latest first quarterback ever selected in a draft? Who is the quarterback? Hint, he did start in a Super Bowl.
Did he win a Super Bowl?
No.
Jeff Hostetler.
No.
88.
I'll give you the team and the Super Bowl. It is the Atlanta Falcons. He was the starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons.
Chris Chandler.
It is Chris Chandler. Yes, yeah. It is. Good job, guys.
So that was 88. He was the latest 76. Pick.
76 Damn. Overall pick is the latest a quarterback has ever been taken.
Wow.
All right. Number four. Since the first combined AFL-NFL draft in 1967, what offensive NFL player was the lowest overall draft pick to make the Hall of Fame?
Since when?
1967. The lowest draft pick to ever make the Hall of Fame.
Well, it will be Tom Brady.
It will be Tom Brady. But Jerry Rice?
No, take that back because you had 12 rounds before they moved.
Wait, hold on. So when was Brady drafted? 199?
Yeah, something like that.
Seventh round.
He'll
break it?
He will break that record. This person was drafted 7 slots higher than that.
I think Jerry Rice was second or third. Yeah, I don't think he was.
I know because he went to a little school, and I know they drafted him later.
Jacksonville State.
Instead of talking about Jerry Rice, you want to throw out some other names?
No, we are.
My bad. 1968, man.
No, it wasn't. He wasn't drafted in 1967.
Since 1968.
Since 1967.
That's a long, broad period.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Denver Broncos.
And he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Terrell Davis.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
He's
Terrell
in
Davis.
The Hall of Fame now.
It is not Terrell Davis.
Terrell Davis?
He's just going in this year, right?
Yes, he is.
He's going in this year. I'm going to say player. Steve Atwater.
Nope.
Steve Atwater is a defensive player. He's an offensive player.
Oh, you say offense.
No,
he didn't say
any player.
It's any.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. I'm just getting ready to say.
I give you a hint, but it's going to give it away.
Carl Mecklenburg.
No.
Damn sure ain't John Elway.
I'm going to give it away now. Ready?
Go ahead.
He has his own Tv show alongside with Skip Bayless on Fox Sports 1.
Shannon Sharp, right.
He was the 192nd overall draft pick. Shannon Sharp.
Yeah. All right. No, I get that.
I'd have never got that.
All right.
Never.
Give me another turn, I would.
Who was the last player to be taken in the NFL draft twice?
Mr. Relevant twice?
No. Who was the last person to be picked in a draft twice? He was drafted 2 years in a row. He came out, didn't get an agent,
came back.
Yes. He is a quarterback. He did play at Miami University.
Ooh.
The U.
It wasn't Torrietta.
Cozar?
Nope.
No. It wasn't Geno.
Nope.
He played for Dallas. Steve,
nope.
Oh, it wasn't Steve.
He was drafted in 1991 in the fifth round by the Philadelphia Eagles, went back to college, and then was drafted the next year in 1992 by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, no wonder he went back to college after being drafted by the Eagles.
His name is Craig Erickson.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
All right.
Where did he go to school?
Miami, Florida.
I'd say he was in Miami.
Yeah.
I knew. And, in matter of fact, it was right after Steve. He was the next quarterback after I can't remember his name now. Not Steve Kerr.
I can't think of it either.
Steve White?
No.
Who are the only two Heisman Trophy winners not to be selected in the NFL draft?
Charlie Ward.
Yep.
And I can't remember. I don't know the other one. I know Charlie Ward is one of them.
10 years later. It happened exactly 10 years later after Charlie Ward. So that would be 2003.
Ooh.
Quarterback.
Ooh.
For the University of Oklahoma.
Oh. Gosh, that's going to kill me.
He played with Adrian Peterson his freshman year.
Not Bradford.
Nope. It was before the guy before Bradford.
Gosh.
I'm going to say it. It's going to make you mad.
Tip my tongue, yeah.
Jason White.
Yep.
Jason
White. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Since 1967, what number one overall NFL draft pick started the highest number of games in his career?
Number one overall.
Steve Walsh, by the way, is the guy's name.
That is, yeah, you're right.
All right, sorry. What was the question again?
All right, so basically it's what number one overall draft pick has played the most games?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton.
Nope.
No?
He was the 1985 number one overall draft pick.
I don't know.
85. This would kill me because I know this stuff and it's killing me. 85 would have most overall games, right?
Who's played the most games? Yes, he was the number one pick in 1985.
God, it was. I know it wasn't far because he was
Smith?
Later.
Bruce Smith.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a good one.
All right, this one's pretty easy. What do we call the last person drafted in the NFL draft?
Mr. Relevant.
Okay. That one's pretty easy. I should throw something out
do
there.
Do you understand? Before I got married, I would watch every single round of draft.
I love the draft.
I love the draft. I mean, I would sit. When they came out with the NFL head coach game, I loved that game.
Yes.
Because you got to do all the trades. I know Bobby is like, y'all are really bad.
No, the NFL coach but, game. Because Bill Cowher was on the front of it. Yeah, that was awesome.
But you can make all the moves. I didn't care about playing the game. You didn't have to play the game.
You didn't have to play the games. You just make the moves, hire people.
Fire people. It was great. Yeah. But I used to record the whole draft and watch first round to seventh round.
I got two more questions. There are two quarterbacks who are in the top 15 all time in total passing yards but went undrafted. Who are they?
Went undrafted?
They were undrafted, but they both rank in the top 15.
One's got to be Warner.
No.
Because he went undrafted.
Warren Moon.
It is Warren
Moon.
Warren Moon.
Yeah, that was my next guess.
And I have never actually heard of this other guy.
Warren Moon.
Tittle?
Nope.
Y.A. Tittle.
Tittle's awesome, too, by the way.
Sonny. It wasn't Sonny Jurgensen.
It is Dave Craig.
Dave Craig.
Yeah,
Arizona.
With the Seahawks. He was Seattle.
He played with Arizona, too, for a little bit.
Yeah, but he had his great, really good years with Seattle, the Seahawks.
All right, last question. And this one is actually, it's not hard, but.
All right, bring it.
Since 1980. Two players were drafted from FCS schools, have won NFL MVP awards. Who are they?
And that's like Division II or worse, right?
Yes.
Mike Allstate?
No.
Kurt Warner?
No.
No?
Kurt Warner played for a Division I school.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Division II.
Jerry Rice?
Nope.
No, not Allstate. What's the other guys? What's the white running back?
Is not a running back. They are both quarterbacks.
League MVP.
All right. Who want to?
Has it been recent? Last 20 years?
20 years, yeah, easily.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Let me think.
Shoot,
not
man.
Vinny. Shoot.
This is definitely tough.
This is a tough one. Oh, what about? No. I was going to say Chad Pennington, but he didn't win anything.
He won a lot of rotator cuff surgeries. That's what he won.
Yes, he did. Hey, greatest quarterback in Jets history.
And Ben Roethlisberger hasn't won a league MVP either.
But he was Division I because of Ohio.
He won Miami, Ohio.
is Division One.
I'll give you their schools if that'll help you.
All right, go try.
Delaware and Alcorn State.
One is Steve McNair.
Yes.
The other one's got to be Joe Flacco.
No. Flacco ain't won no league MVP.
Oh, that's true.
He won Super Bowl MVP. The other one.
All right, go ahead.
Did play in a Super Bowl, but lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh,
Rich Gannon.
Bingo.
Okay, that's
and
cool.
That is a too legit.
Air
questions
McNair.
Of the week.
Air McNair. Yeah.
An Air McNair question.
I did not know Steve McNair went to a Division II school.
Alcorn State.
Yeah, Alcorn State.
He was balling out.
I killed on these questions.
No, you did good, man.
Those are tough.
All right, let's move into, because we got to get to the draft.
Yep.
NFL schedule's out. Any thoughts real fast on the schedule? The Panthers, real fast, the Panthers game, they've got a Monday night game and a Thursday night
game. How we got Miami on a Monday night? That's whack.
Well, you're Ryan Tannehill favorite. I mean, you know.
Come on now.
because they have to give the Dolphins and the Panthers a Monday night game. And
October 1st, they play in New England. That's a game I might go to. November 26th. Panthers play in New England.
Oh, really?
On the 1st this year of October. So good time if anybody wants to go to Boston. And November 26th, Thanksgiving Day weekend, they play in New York against the Jets on the road. That's a big game.
They better beat the Jets.
And
come
then
on,
they wrap up the season in Atlanta at the new stadium, the last game of year, New Year's Eve.
Nice.
Just a couple games for the as far as the Cowboys, they play in Atlanta November 12th. I will be there. So Atlanta friends.
My only thing about the schedule is how do the Patriots continue to get an easy schedule every freaking year? Like they're scheduled ranking was like 15th.
Yeah. Look who they play in the division.
But their division Miami and the Jets have like the top two or three. They're in the top five.
Let me go through it real fast. Denver's the number one. Kansas City's two. L.A. Chargers, three. Oakland's four. So AFC West.
AFC West because they got the best division.
Yeah. Buffalo Bills, five. Dolphins, six. Redskins, seventh. Giants, eighth. Tied with the Jets. The Cowboys, 10th. Tied with the Eagles as a tough top team.
Bills, Jets got a tougher schedule than New England.
But, dude, they get tough schedules every other year. You can't give them a tough schedule
every year. You can give them a tough schedule every year.
Here's something you're leaving out. The percentage points aren't that far from, like, first to 10th. The problem is the New England Patriots record isn't on their strength of schedule, but it is on the Dolphins and the Bills and the Jets.
Exactly.
So add two more teams of a team who went, 13-3 last year?
Right. And look at the teams, because you're matched up. If you finish first in the division, you're first with another team. Uh-huh. Well, if that team in the other division is, say, Jacksonville, who won the division, if they did, they might not be this good year. The strength of schedule is thrown out the window anyway. Like right now, the Indianapolis Colts, Titans, and the Jags have the bottom three strength of schedule because they're in bad division. How's Seattle get 25th?
Because they put the Rams and the Cardinals didn't do that great last year, and the Rams and the other team in that division.
So the better your division is, the better your pick will be.
Bingo.
Or your certain schedule.
Let's stop letting the Patriots win. That's one franchise that doesn't need to win another damn Super Bowl.
Stop hating.
They don't think they let anybody win. Tom Brady kind of lets them win.
No, they kind of let them win.
They don't let them win. By the way, the Panthers is 16th on the schedule.
Right in the middle.
Strength of schedule. Which is about perfect sense. All right, moving on.
Yep.
Looking at that, let's go to draft. Did you guys do top five NFL draft busts of all time?
I did.
Because I think we might agree on these. I'm not sure. Do you have a number five? You want to start there?
I put Robert Griffin III, I only put him up there basically because of the price that they paid to get him.
Mm.
The price that they paid to get him makes him a bust. Because, I mean, he had one good year.
The rookie year where they had no training camp, no preseason. It was kind of strike short, and so nobody had any tape.
Nope. So I went with him at number five.
For me, I went with Brian Bosworth.
Boz played for a while, so that's why I was like, you know, he didn't live up to the hype.
Right.
But he was all right.
Signed a 10-year contract with him.
Yeah.
He was out of the league in 2 years.
Robert Griffin got $16 million to sit his ass on the bench
and
don't get hurt. Like, just don't trip over nothing and get hurt.
But the hype for Bosworth was the greatest linebacker ever to play college football.
Oh, no, you are correct.
He got drafted. He was out of league in 2 years.
But he was juicing.
After that hit by Bo Jackson, he was done. So
that commercial is hilarious. Yeah.
Oh no, it's a great commercial.
Hey, appreciate you not running me over again.
But, you know, growing up in that time era, I know how it felt. I know I'm a little bit older than you two, so I get.
I get the hype around Boz. I mean, I agree with you.
So, you got one,
Justin Blackmon. Oh, Oklahoma State wide receiver.
That's a good one. Whew, that was a good one.
All the talent in the world can't leave the damn weed alone. And he when he was playing for Jacksonville, he was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I mean, weed's great and all, but geez,
come on, man. Please, you cost yourself probably $50 million.
I mean, dude, if you're going to do it, play for 5 years, make a crap ton of money, then go smoke weed for the rest of your life. It never worked.
And the stupid thing is, they tell you when the freaking drug test is. Yep. How do you fail?
It did. You don't care. Stupid. It's
ridiculous. Him and my man Josh Gordon, like they tied for fifth. Josh Gordon's a ton of talent too.
Quit smoking weed.
Quit smoking weed, man.
You got number four?
I do. Andre Ware.
Andre Ware. Right. Oh my gosh.
1990, man.
Yeah.
Houston Cougars, huh?
I mean, dude, go back and watch some Houston Cougars.
He was unbelievable in college. Awesome.
And then he started four seasons. Five touchdowns. 8 picks. Played in like six. He played in a full season. Like, not at one time, but he played like 16 games. So in 16 games, he threw 5 touchdowns and 8 picks.
That's ridiculous. That's bad. That's really bad.
Well, I'm going to go one other quarterback. Rick Meyer, quarterback Notre Dame. Mm. You talking about the hype. Notre Dame, he was selected number 2 in 93, was expected to become a star for many years. Meyer was a career journeyman, jumping all over NFL until 2004. He never, ever lived up to his hype whatsoever. But he's in my number 4. What you got?
Heath Shuler, University of Tennessee, drafted number 5 by the Washington Redskins.
Good center.
Good real estate agent. Boy, not a good NFL player.
Do you remember the hype with Heath Shuler?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
they
were talking
about he was Peyton before Peyton.
He had a decent season with Redskins, right?
Yeah.
And then he got hurt, and then he was done.
Mm-hmm. He sucked.
And he lost his job to Gus Frerotte.
He sucked.
Didn't Gus Frerotte, like, bang his head into a wall?
Yeah. Broke his neck. Yeah. Like, what in the crap? Washington. Can't get it.
All right, number 3, I got Trent Richardson.
Whoa.
Dude,
yeah.
I bought into the Trent Richardson hype. I watched him in college, and I was like, dude, he is a baller. He is so big. I was like, he's the next Marshawn Lynch.
And everything.
I was like, he's the next Marshawn Lynch. Better. And nothing. I think he went like a whole season with only like one touchdown. I think he averaged 1.2 yards a carry.
They're talking about he couldn't see.
He couldn't. Well, obviously, he missed the hole.
He had no burst. He couldn't get through the hole. He wasn't running behind Alabama.
He was slow.
And less of talent.
Slow. He looked slow in the NFL. He wasn't as strong. And, like, I get that they're bigger, but you're pretty big, dude.
You're pretty big.
Come on, man.
He had a pretty good rookie season with Cleveland, too.
No, he didn't. That was the thing. He got traded, like, the next
he
year.
He did trade it quick.
Yeah, and then
for the same pick.
And
the Colts, you traded away a 3rd overall pick for him?
And then the worst part is I'm going to come back and be a Hall of Famer. I was like, all right.
I still got a chance to be a Hall of Famer. Yeah, and maybe like a hot dog eating contest or something.
Right.
I am going to go code number 3s here. Lawrence Phillips out of Nebraska. Man, that kid was special in Nebraska.
Yep.
And then he got drafted by the Rams, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what happened there. Actually, it brings me another one. Tony Mandarich, offensive tackle, Michigan State. This reminded me of the Bosworth pick. All the hype, this guy was the greatest thing ever. He got picked before Farr in the same draft. And I remember him on the cover, SI, everything else. But he's the biggest draft bust at offensive lineman. I think you ever seen.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. No question.
That's my number 3.
Maurice Claret, Ohio State University.
Okay, you said that.
Man, that kid coming out. The national championship game he had against Miami was like, that was a statement.
He was Zeke Elliott before Zeke Elliott.
Unbelievable. And then he goes to Denver. Denver offered him a guaranteed $500,000. He's like, no, I want the incentive-laced contract. Got cut a week later. Has not been seen from or heard from since. So much talent.
Last time I saw him, he was giving a speech to Florida State University about how you should not want to go to prison. Seriously.
When you're subjected to that from being maybe a top 10 pick in the draft.
Yeah, he was supposed to be can't miss. And
like him and LeBron were like this. Like, man.
Ridiculous.
What you got, number two?
Number two. I'm going to preface this by saying I do not have DeMarcus Russell on this list. I'm just going to let you know.
Really?
And he was
mainly
terrible.
Mainly because I never believed the DeMarcus Russell hype in the first place. Yeah. But my second overall is because I believe he crushed a franchise's hopes from the get-go, and they have never recovered. And his name is David Carr.
Wow. Wow.
Think about it.
Yeah.
They draft David Carr. He's supposed to be – I mean, he definitely ain't as good as his little brother. But, I mean, he crippled the Texans for, like, the first 5 years. And they have not recovered. They have not had a quarterback ever.
Ever.
Not once. And he was supposed to be it. They killed him.
What about the Matt Schaub era? We don't give Schaub any credit. No.
Matt Schaub had like one good year.
Here's why I don't.
Matt Schaub is their best quarterback
of all time.
Who's thrown like 20 consecutive pick sixes in games. Like, what is that?
The problem with him, the problem with David Carr, and that's the reason he's not even on my top 10, is because top 20 probably, is because he played well actually, but he got sacked. Man, if you go back to look at the history,
I mean, I'll give it to
he got beat
he
up.
Was the most beat up quarterback to ever play the game in his years.
I don't know, Chad Pennington.
Pennington got hurt.
Okay, Pennington, yeah, but David Carr.
No,
oh,
he
man.
Got hit a lot, but I'm saying you cripple a franchise because you didn't have the talent. Getting
well,
sacked
they didn't put
is
nothing
thing,
around him ever.
But getting sacked is Andre Johnson?
Huh?
Johnson?
Okay, besides Johnson, dude. They did
like, yeah, his offensive line was so bad, yeah. And they had no running game for him.
I understand why he was bad, but he was so bad. He has killed a franchise. Now, granted, they killed it because they could have drafted anybody else,
right.
But they chose him.
They just did not ever put a team around him besides Johnson. That was it. But that's a good one. Number two for me. This is tough, man. Joey Harrington. There's some other good ones.
Joey Harrington. I forgot about Joey Harrington.
Kajana Carter.
Oh, man. Rashawn Salaam.
Don't forget backs. Timmy B.
Biaka Batuka.
Yeah,
Biaka Batuka out of Michigan. We thought we had something.
Steve Entman. Tim Couch. Charles Rogers.
At least Charles Rogers.
I just kind of left the Browns out of it.
Right. But I'm going to go with a Keeley Smith out of Oregon.
Wow. Cincinnati Bengals.
Yep. He was third selection in the same draft as Tim Couch. But he
that was a great draft.
Yeah.
Woo.
Ouch, McNabb and Smith.
Yeah. But Keeley Smith was supposed to be the man. I remember the hype. Who's supposed to be better? Smith, Couch. Everybody says Smith wasn't be better. Oh, my gosh. It was horrible.
It was McNabb.
Yeah.
They was all was wrong.
They were all wrong. And the Philadelphia fans, of course, they booed when they took McNabb.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who you got number two?
Matt Leinart. Matt Leinart, his junior year, was supposed to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. Came back to school. He still was drafted 10th. Just was terrible, man. Garbage arm. Couldn't read defenses. Didn't have the will to play football. What a wasted pick. And that ended up costing Dennis Green his job.
Yep.
Like, damn. And didn't he win a Heisman Trophy?
Yeah.
Damn, Matt Leinart.
He almost won two if Reggie Bush wouldn't have went off.
Damn, Matt Leinart.
I'm going to go who you got for number one?
Ryan Leaf.
Of course.
You see, I want to put Ryan Leaf on the list, but
it's so played out.
I'm
going to
go with somebody else.
But it's just,
but yeah, he's
just,
bad.
You got to put Ryan Leaf.
If you
especially
remember,
when you talk about his after football antics. Come on.
Hey, you talking about the former Cowboy.
He kept getting chances, too, man. Yeah.
We had him after.
Didn't he play for like four teams?
Something like that. I just want to remind the Cowboy fans that are dogging Tony Romo that in between Aikman and Romo was Ryan Leaf, right, and Quincy Carter. So
Quincy
I just want you a reminder
Carter.
That that's our quarterbacks that we had, and Babe Laufenberg. Those were quarterbacks we had. So thank God for what
John
we got now.
John Kitna played for.
Yep,
right?
That's true.
John Kitna.
I take John Kitna over Ryan Leaf
right now.
The reason I'm not going with Ryan Leaf is because everybody else has got Ryan Leaf. So, you know, we all know. I'm going to go with another Houston quarterback because, you know, we don't have enough. And if you remember, Andre Ware, and they kept feeding us Houston quarterbacks. Everybody kept – all right, we'll get one. David Klingler, quarterback at Houston, with the Bengals, another Bengals quarterback. He threw 16 touchdowns, 21 picks, and a 4-20 team in four seasons.
Wait,
he went to Oakland.
What's the other Houston guy who just recently came out?
This year?
T.J. Yates? No, T.J. Yates played for UNC, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. He played. Yep.
Who is that cat, dude? He threw for like 700 yards in one game. I'm about to look it up.
I'll look it up.
And they're running fun Tom Herman offense.
Yes. Yeah. So who do you got number one?
I'm going to go with Johnny College Football.
No.
The super hype machine from Texas A&M. Heisman Trophy winner. The next big thing. Should you take Clowney or should you take Manziel?
Who ever said that he was the next big thing, though?
A lot of people.
Especially my man on Fox Sports.
Let me.
That sits next to Shannon Sharp.
He thought Tim Tebow was great, too.
He thought Tim Couch was good. He thought Tim Couch was good.
And he thinks LeBron's terrible, so I don't take notes.
I have to go one thing there and tell you a story. That was the worst night of my life.
What's that?
Watching the draft when he was being drafted. Because I'm sitting there on Facebook, my friends and other things, and my wife's like, you'll be okay. Because all the rumors was Jerry wanted to get Johnny Football. I was like, for the love of God, please don't get him. Then we traded up. I was like, oh, my God, he's still on the board. Here he goes. This is going to be our guy. And we got Zach Martin. Thank God. But that was the most stressful. That was the most stressful draft I think I ever had, was watching Johnny Football come to Dallas.
I mean, but all the talk, man. It's like Mike Evans deserves this man's Heisman Trophy because – he come out, we going to wreck the league. We going to do this. I'm going to do this.
Boy, Case Keenum, by the way.
God,
pass to him.
Case Keenum.
He was starting in L.A. Like, the L.A. is terrible. But, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Johnny Manziel is number one for me, man.
Johnny Manziel.
I mean, he was really bad.
You know, another name I wanted to mention real fast was, of course, yeah, you see me be here in Charlotte, Brady Quinn.
He was bad.
Reggie Bush, to me, one of the biggest busts ever.
But Reggie,
I mean, Reggie had
he
so
was
much
an
height.
Undersized running back. He was only 205 when he came
but
out.
If you look at his career, I mean, he's rushed for like 5,000 yards.
He has a Super Bowl ring to his name.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be like top five running back.
But we knew
time.
He wasn't a 1,500 yard three down right. possession running back when he came out.
He's the greatest. Yeah,
but he's one of the greatest college football players of all time. Man, when he stepped on the field, man, you just had to watch because that's he could true. Break
that
it any time.
That cutback.
And then he was just outrunning boys.
Let's run through this top five Carolina Panthers real fast.
They should basically all
number
be about
five.
The same. I got Jordan Gross.
I got Jordan Gross in my top five.
I got Thomas Davis.
I got TD up there, too.
Number four?
Cam Newton.
Well, I got Jordan Gross at five. I'll take TD at four.
I got Mike Minter. Number three?
Luke Kuechly.
Luke Kuechly is awesome.
Julius Peppers, number three. Number two?
Julius Peppers.
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith. Number one?
Steve Smith.
Julius Peppers.
Cam Newton.
I mean, he did take him to a Super Bowl. So I guess I'm just over Cam right now. Maybe 10 years from now, I'll think about it, and I'll say
Cam.
But
for what he's done with the team. But I don't think there's any. Some other mentions we didn't. That Chris Jenkins. Don't forget how great he was.
Ray Caruth?
Less honorable mention, Musin Muhammad.
Moose is good. And he's good on the radio, too.
Luke Kuechly, I definitely want to put up there, but Thomas had to go right now.
See, I think I put Luke above Cam because I think Luke is going to be better for them in the long
run.
No,
I do.
Cam.
I do, too.
And Luke has had more consistent seasons. Like, Cam has been here,
right.
here.
But I had to put TD on the list. So.
But
Chris Gamble is another one.
He had a nice couple
great
seasons
career.
Here.
We didn't draft Jake DeLome, did we?
Nah,
no.
Because I was going to say.
And Josh Norman. Say what you want.
No,
he had a good run. Think about where you draft him. He's like fourth or fifth.
If he stayed here his whole career, he probably would be a top five.
Anyway, that is some of those picks I want to go to. It seemed like we all had the same pretty much.
And, I mean, Ryan Khalil. Ryan Khalil a shout out. He's been absolutely brilliant
I debated on Jordan Gross or Ryan Khalil. But because Gross played his whole career.
Somebody had Chris Magnum on their one of the great.
Yeah, no.
They went by – if you go and look at David Newton's top positions – by position, he had Magnum there and a couple other people.
And John Casey was awesome. The only thing on his resume, you know, kicked the ball out of bounds in Super Bowl 38.
But no, they didn't draft him.
Oh, didn't we draft him in
the
supplemental draft?
It said that the Panthers never drafted a place kicker. They drafted a punter, Norton. Okay.
Yeah, he don't play for us no more.
Yeah. But he was less.
F him.
All right, moving on to our draft. True. All right. We'll see. All right. Well, that's it.
All right.
All right. Everybody, follow us on BSS Carolina Twitter. Listen to the show on Thursday. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. The only ABC that matters, baby.
Absolutely. And as always, you can catch us everywhere.
Sports is life.
Good day.